Allie Sangley, tell us about yourself.
Let's see. I am originally from Austin. I've been in the Valley for 10 years by way of Durango for about 10 years and then Denver. My husband and I own the Roaring Fork Beer Company, and I run Batch downtown. I run the tasting room, the special events, basically everything but the brewing. I'm a DJ on KDNK.
Really? What show?
Yeah, the Flow Diggity.
Oh.
I inherited that from Rick Burrows.
Right.
So Gavin and I alternate now every other Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You are running for a position on the KDNK board of directors. Why'd you throw your hat in the ring?
Well, I am very immersed in all things Carbondale and have been really a part of that on the side of my business. Mm-hmm. And once I became a DJ and started, you know, interacting more with staff and events and things like that here, I thought, you know, it's time for me to maybe focus my efforts, you know, on a different side of things. So I thought I'd give it a try. And I was chair for Carbondale Creative District since the beginning. Amy actually asked me to be a part of that. So I assisted in event planning, in grant writing, in, you know, budgets, in community activities, everything under the sun. And that's when I really kind of like got inspired. And so okay. It's been a couple years since I've been off of that, and I've been looking for something else to get involved in.
What is it that you're so passionate about in terms of KDNK?
I've always thought that KDNK was sort of like the anchor of the town, but I do feel like there's a little bit of a demographic maybe missing at times.
Like what?
You know, I think it's wonderful that there's these young DJs now. The Andy
Zanka
is amazing. But then I feel like there's almost like a little bit of a gap there where, you know, people my age or maybe a little younger than me want to be involved in KDNK, but they're almost like intimidated. Hmm. Like it's almost like a really cool club. And I think that I have like, you know, sort of a good connection with that part of the community. And I really want to kind of like open the demographic a little bit. We have amazing music and amazing DJs and shows and like, you know, veteran DJs that are just incredible. But I think there's a way that we can maybe be a little bit more all-inclusive. I also just love the radio station, and I've been so inspired coming in here. And when I get to play my music on the radio station for people, I mean, that is just like kind of unheard of. It's a really special place for me. So I'm hoping to be more involved in that sense. Yeah.
Allie Sangley, thank you very much.
Thank you.